Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Off the left iron and out. 4-point lead for Buffalo. Left wing. Jenkins can't get a shot up. Buffalo has won the 2025 postseason WNIT Championship. Becky Burke, bring out the scissors. Buffalo is cutting down a net in April. The UB Bulls defeat Troy 88-84 in the championship game in front of a record crowd sellout at Alumni Arena.
Jack Cruiser there on the call. The final few seconds of the game on Saturday. UB women do win the WNIT postseason championship. Heard it there. Record-breaking crowd, just over 5,600 people packed into Alumni Arena. It looked amazing the entire time. Another grinded-out comeback performance from just a great group. A great group.
Seriously, it never a doubt, right?
Never a doubt.
This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Zach Jones. And with us on the West Her Hotline, fresh off of a win and a championship in the women's NIT, is Coach Becky Burke. Coach, it's great to talk with you again. And the ladies seem to have a flair for the dramatic in this NIT run.
Oh my gosh, they seem to have a flair for the dramatic all season, right? It's pretty wild, but what other way to go out than the way that we've done it all year, right?
Exactly. Congratulations, right. By the way. That was the first
Thank
thing
you.
I should have said, but I had that one cooking in my brain since I heard the final call on Saturday. So I apologize for not saying congratulations first.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Has this win kind of settled now? I mean, it was Saturday night. Have you guys been able to celebrate and really soak up not only the WNIT championship, but also a record-setting year overall, 30 wins this year for the program to a sold-out crowd? It's an unbelievable weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it was. You know, you just wake up yesterday, and even today, still just pinching yourself a little bit. Just, you know, we really pulled that off. Not just the WNIT championship, but in our community and our university, just what we did, selling out Alumni Arena, and, you know, 2 hours before the tip, fans lined up, you know, down the sidewalk. I mean, it was just an incredible thing for women's basketball, an incredible thing for our program, our team, and this university. So to put it all together and cap it off with a win is really special to look back and realize what we just did and, you know, what we've built here in 3 short years. So super thankful and just full of gratitude and just really, really excited for our group.
You mentioned the team, and our last few visits, we haven't, you know, been able to totally dive into some of the players, but one woman I do want to give kind of her flowers to, Chella Watson, wins the WNIT MVP. She's been one of your best players all year. I saw you two kind of having a back and forth on Twitter as well after this. What has she meant to this program and to you personally?
Oh, just everything, man. She's one of the best to ever do it. She's in that conversation with Sierra Dillard and De'Asia Fair and, you know, Steph Reed and all those guys that put their mark on this program in the time that they've been here. And so, you know, one of the most dynamic scorers we've seen here at Buffalo and in the country, really. So to see her go out with a championship is something that we've always talked about and something that we wanted to accomplish together. And, you know, she's a really, really important person in my life and will continue to be moving forward. But just to see her grow these last 5 years and a number of different stops together has just been incredible. So rewarding. And, you know, it's why we do it. It's why I'm in this profession, to see people like Chella Watson do what she just did on the court and then see what she's about to go do in her life off of the court as well. So I'm so proud. That's probably an understatement, but she deserves it. She's earned it. She's one of the best to ever wear a Buffalo uniform. That's for sure.
Coach, when it comes to other players on this roster, I spoke with Jack Cruiser before the game on Saturday as well, and he wanted to make sure to give flowers for Nalani Cornfield and how she had been able to play her game throughout a season of resilience as well. 11 assists, 15 points in that final game as well, as someone that was able to step up as well for your team in this championship win.
Oh, she's really special. She's incredible and statistically has done a great job for us this year, but you know, she's defensively our best player. It's not even close. You know, she's facilitating like no other player I've seen, you know, this year in terms of just passing the basketball and getting people involved and just the pace we're able to play because she's on the floor. You know, the unsung hero, Kirsten, gets her flowers and Chella, and, you know, Lonnie is doing a lot of the work behind the scenes and just in those categories a lot of people don't recognize. You know, we're a different team this year, and we won 30 basketball games in a WNIT championship because Lonnie was on our team, and I'm so proud of her. So thankful. Just her and I's relationship this year. I just, you know, one of those kids that's really changed my perspective on coaching and my perspective on, you know, just relationships with players just because of how I've gotten to know her this year. So she is one I will never forget.
UB Women's head basketball coach Becky Burke here on the Wester Hotline. Coach, Derek brought it up right at the start too. You guys seem to have a flair for the dramatic all year, but really this NIT, you know, run a couple games having to come back from lengthy deficits, including on Saturday being down, I think, 14 points, the most in overtime win. What was it about this group that has just been able to be resilient, never really get worried about being down multiple possessions and just kind of willing themselves to wins at times?
Yeah, I don't have the answer of like why that kept happening this year, but what I do know is that it shows tremendous amount of character, so it shows a tremendous amount of resilience and grit, and you know, that's how our team is built, that's who we recruit here, and you know, you obviously don't want to be in those situations as much as we were, but our ability to find ourselves out of those situations is unlike any team I've ever coached. You know, we liked the adversity, we liked, you know, having to come from behind. We started to play a little bit better when we were in those situations versus playing with leads sometimes. So you know, I don't know how to exactly point my finger to it and figure out, you know, what was the reason was we kept, you know, putting ourselves in that position, but to see a team that time after time after time again could get themselves out of it and figure out a way to win just tells you what type of kids these were and what type of players they are. And you know, it's not easy to come back from double figures, you know, 10, 12 times this year and win, and that's double figures in the fourth quarter, you know. So they're special, they're unique, and I've never coached a group like them.
Coach, the last thing here from me, this one was just fascinating for me to find out, though, that you beat a team in the NIT championship that you also opened the entire season with. That's one of the more rare opportunities that you get to see in sports, is that you start your season against the same opponent and you beat them twice, one to open the year, but then the other to win an entire tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I don't know that there's ever been like a bookend, you know, type of situation like that before. And obviously being able to have two wins, one on the start and one on the finish, I think was really cool. Just kind of a poetic way to end our season and very unique. But yeah, I think that's pretty crazy. And we were two totally different teams, 37 games later than we were the first time we played. So it was definitely a fun little unique challenge that I think both of us embraced, both parties, and thankful we were on the right side of it.
That was my thing too, is like, because of how much distance was between the two games, like how much film could you really watch from that first game and be like, all right, we're learning the same thing here. As you mentioned, coach, two entirely different teams. Last thing for me here, I don't want to take up too much of your morning. Have you been able to daydream yet about raising that banner opening night next year?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I've been daydreeming about that before we even won the thing,
right.
You know,
yep.
and that's been a plan, is to continue to have banners here in Alumni Arena and continue to, you know, make sure that this program stays extremely competitive and makes the city proud and, stays on the platform it deserves to be on at this mid-major level. And I think we've done that, and I'm super, super excited to move forward and maintain the success and build off of it. You know, it's something that's going to be extremely attractive to players that want to come play here at Buffalo to see what we just did this season.
Coach, congratulations on a historic season, 30 wins, the WNIT championship. I've enjoyed our conversations immensely throughout the year. You deserve it. Have a wonderful offseason. Hope we can talk again soon here in a few months.
Thank you guys so much for your support. Means a ton. Appreciate you.
That was UB Women's head coach Becky Burke there on the West Her Hotline. I love that she brought up that last point, too, of just you get to raise that banner, have that trophy. It is something to get recruits there, especially
yes.
at the mid-major level. And it's been something I've sort of wrestled with the idea of, you know, predominantly Buffalo being mid-major basketball.
Yes.
St. Bonaventure, you could argue, is the higher end of mid-major in the A-10, but they're all mid-majors. You know, what would mean more? A one-and-done in the NCAA tournament? Or what the UB women's program just did, going 5-for-5 in the NIT, having a sold-out home crowd and raising an NIT championship.
And this is also a program that went and made a Sweet 16 run.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it to you before when we talked with Coach Becky Burke about this, of not many teams in basketball mm-hmm. get to end on a high note.
Yeah.
And now you have a university that has two teams within major sports that have gone out on a high note. The UB football team wins in the Bahama Bowl, which you also got to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's the Battle of the Bowls. It's like,
right?
It's like, where are we going? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to the Bahamas.
And then,
suite.
Yeah, UB gets to go to the Bahamas for their bowl game, and they win it in convincing fashion. And now the UB women sell out their arena and get to hoist a championship banner that gets to hang in the rafters for all time.
Yeah, that's going to be something I'm going to want to check out.
And basketball,
because that's
teams,
so cool.
Basketball teams do not often have the opportunity to go out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Say a team surprisingly wins a conference tournament. Well, guess what? You're going to the dance. You're not making it long if you're a team that was a surprise to win your conference.
I mean, I even look at the 16 seeds, Alabama State. I mean, you win
yeah.
your conference tournament, that's awesome. But you kind of know you're going
you
to be the fodder
going to
for a one seed.
You, like, more teams than not, it's not that you know what's going to happen. You're disappointed at what happens because you're a competitor. You don't care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The UB women get to say something that UConn does. We ended our season with a championship. and a win.
And that's it. It's those two teams get to say that they are raising a championship and being done. And as Derek pointed out there, the women's college basketball season is actually over. UConn takes down South Carolina in a relatively uncompetitive game. UConn was dominating that for most of the time. My aunt and uncle are huge UConn fans, so I was texting them the entire time. Sadly, they had to go to a birthday party right before the game. And so they ended up eventually getting there, but like in the middle of the game, they're at a birthday party. 82-59, UConn dominates. Paige Beckers finishes one of the better college careers you can imagine, especially with her ups and downs, torn ACLs and such. Wonderful player, likely going to go number one overall in the WNIT. Tonight.
WNBA.
Oh, thank you, WNBA. Tonight we'll wrap up the men after a very entertaining Final Four on the men's bracket. It will be Florida versus Houston. Florida taking down Auburn, Walter Clayton Jr. kind of developing into a Kemba Walker type story with them winning the SEC championship, really off his back, a great team overall, now making this run here. And then Houston beating the team kind of no one thought they'd beat, including the last minute half of the game, if you did not watch it.
Oh, you mean Purdue?
Purdue. Duke absolutely botched the end of that game. Houston gets it home, and now I will tell you, I know there's some connections locally with Florida. I want to see Kelvin Sampson win a national championship, and I kind of just want to see Houston win a national championship in basketball so bad.
Purdue would have made it too, you know.
They're pretty good.
They are.
Braden Smith's pretty good. Purdue's become a pretty darn good basketball school, even though they have the 16-1.
Why'd Houston have to get in the way?
Houston, though, that game should be a lot of fun. Going to start around 8:50. I believe our, though, programming here is going to get you over to that at around 7 o'clock tonight. We'll see about that. But that game's going to get going at about 8:50 tonight because, of course, it is. Because every national championship in the world has to start at an ungodly hour for us East Coasters. Going to take a quick timeout here. We're going to go in a little bit early. We're going to reopen up the show, 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join in, as we're going to talk a lot about what this weekend was. We've got the draft coming up in a little over two weeks. Alexander Ovechkin does get it done in one of, I think, a lot of people's favorite sports moments maybe ever. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. not leaving Toronto, and plenty more as well. We'll jump into that. If you want to join the conversation again, 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.